Proclamation number 5268 of 9th of December, 1951. Spiritual work. Profession or appointed. My word is truly given to you with the opening of your mouth, if it urges you to work for me and my kingdom, to speak for me and my name and to proclaim the gospel to your fellow human beings. You can certainly also do all this for purely worldly reasons. You can have chosen the proclamation of my word as your profession and now constantly administer an office which is certainly intended to promote the salvation of your fellow human beings. But it will nevertheless remain a worldly office as long as you yourselves, as its providers, have not found the deep inner bond with me which only makes you suitable to be true proclaimers of my gospel. If you speak in my name, the possibility should be created that I myself speak through you, that you thus speak in my stead, that I certainly do not physically stand in front of the listeners but am certainly in the heart of the one who speaks to them and thus put my words into his mouth, which he only needs to utter in order to also find entrance into the hearts of those who listen to him. But what is more understandable than that my representative on earth himself must have entered into the bond with me which allows my presence in his heart? What is more understandable than that he must believe in me so vividly that he considers my working of the Spirit an impossible, that he can preach without intellectual thought because it is I who speaks through him? What is more understandable than that he must live a life of unselfish neighborly love in order to attain this living faith? That he can only unite with me through love so that I can be present in him? This is why there are only few true proclaimers of my word, and this is why the word has also lost its strength, because it is often just an interpretation of letters whose spiritual meaning has been lost. Because my spirit is to work in you humans in order to grasp the meaning of the words I once spoke when I lived on earth. My word is blessed with my strength. You cannot call the dead letters my word, they only come alive through my spirit, but then they are powerful and of such unheard of effectiveness that they can penetrate the hearts of the listeners who are of good will again and want to receive my word. But who, through their will, also already let my spirit work in them and then can also give life to a dead sermon. My spirit must be able to be effective in all of you, and it will also be so if you live in love and prepare your heart for me as a dwelling place, since I myself can take possession of it and now, as always present to you, can also work in you. Whoever remains in love remains in me and I in him. And I will reveal myself to him, I will introduce him to the truth and remind him of everything I have said. My spirit will come upon him as I have promised. Amen.